Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Academy Talk Radio. This is the Ask a Medium Radio Show. I'm your host, Reverend Ivy Rivera, Psychic Medium. I'm also the founder of the Ivy League Psychic Academy, where we air tonight, coming to you from Buffalo, New York. We have other Ivy Leagues opening in California, Pennsylvania, and soon to be elsewhere. So stay tuned for that. I designed this radio show in the expectancy that it will reach those of you who are truly ready to receive the knowledge that's being taught here at exactly the right moment, in synchronicity with your spirit, to see a full listing of the classes that are being taught at the school. You can visit IvyLeaguePsychicAcademy.com. And if you want to book a reading with me through Skype, FaceTime, email, or in person, you could do that at IvyRiveraPsychicMedium.com, or you can find me on Facebook at Ivy Rivera. I encourage all listeners worldwide to attend classes here at the school electronically, or in person if you can get out here to us at one of the locations. So join us at the Ivy League Psychic Academy, where we are raising up the next generation of lightworkers.
Hi, my name is Jen Woods. I am going to be your host for the evening. I am an empath and certified psychic medium trained by Ivy using her PSC method right here in the academy. I have here with me tonight the lovely Amanda. How are you, Amanda?
Great. How are you?
Good. Amanda is also a certified psychic medium from way back. I feel like she's one of the OGs of the academy here.
Oh, I am. Class in Ivy's living room.
Yes. So she's definitely official. She's also an assistant teacher and fellow radio show host, so you can also check her out here. Guess what?
What?
This is the last show that we're going to be doing at this location.
That's right. We're moving. I forgot.
We are moving. Same building, just around the corner. I just wanted to let everybody know that we're going to be at 4525 Main Street as of September 16th. So right now we're on the side of the building, so we're just going to kind of be on the corner, like right in front. So it's just a short move, but we're not going far, but it's kind of nostalgic for me because I started here in this spot. Like, there wasn't another spot for me. This was the spot.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not going to be here anymore. It's a little bummer, but the new place is awesome.
It is.
Yeah.
Lots of space.
I'm excited about it. Just to tell you guys about a couple of the classes that we have coming up. This week is Coffee with Your Angels class. It's Thursday the 14th from 7 to 9. It's a really, really cool class. You get to, Ivy has these really cool little teacup things. Like, they're so freaking awesome. I don't even know. They're like, they have little saucers and they're like super fancy. But it's a really, really good class. I encourage everybody to attend. We have Empathic Means coming Monday, the 25th from 7 to 9. I'm always going to push this class because I feel like this is a class where you really get your feet wet. Like, this is a mm-hmm. class that does it for you. Like, this is like, you learn so much about energy, how to control it, things that are going on around you, how to interpret. So I definitely recommend that you go to that class. We also have level one starting soon. That starts on the 19th. So I think that's next Monday.
18th.
Yeah. Sorry. 18th. It's a Monday.
Mm-hmm.
The last day to register for that is Thursday the 14th. So definitely check that out too. We also have Silo City Psychic Fair coming up. It is in 2 weeks.
So excited.
Excited. This is my first one. Amanda's done it before.
Last year was awesome.
I'm excited. We have all the readers trained by the academy here. We have vendors, readers, healers, demonstrations. It's going to be super duper excited. I'm happy for it.
Yeah, I can't wait.
Yeah.
It's going to be a great time.
It is. I know we have a couple callers, but I just want to tell you guys what we're going to do tonight. I'm so excited. I'm such a dork. So I have watched a bunch of YouTube videos because what else do you do when you just finish graduate school, catch up on all the TV that you forgot to watch? So they have these really cool Google autocomplete interviews, and I know I am guilty of Googling all kind of random things that I don't know the answer to. Like, if something happens to me, husband, delete my browser history because I don't know a lot. But basically, I kind of compiled a list of all the internet's like the Google questions that people ask about psychics. So they're random questions. I just did the top ones that kind of pop up when you type in, like, how do psychics, and then it fills in whatever randomness. That's what I'm going to be asking Amanda today.
It should be fun.
And I didn't tell her any of the answers, like the questions. So I did, like, I wanted her answers to be authentic. So I'm super excited for this. I know we have calls, but I'm going to ask her our first question, and then we'll take a call. Okay. Are you ready?
Okay. I'm nervous.
Okay. Number one, why do psychics scribble?
Oh, that's a good question. That's a good question.
It is.
The guy on the TV, I don't know, I forget his name, Tyler Henry, he does that on his show.
Yeah.
So that's just a method to stay right-brained. So, because that's the side of the brain we use when we're doing readings. You know, me personally, when I do readings, like, I stare off of the floor, so don't be offended if I don't make eye contact. It's just helping me stay right-brained. But some people just scribble and doodle, and that just kind of helps them stay in the zone and, you know, keeps the distractions away.
I don't scribble. My handwriting is scribbled normally.
Yeah.
So if I'm doing a reading, sometimes what happens for me when I kind of jump in, I get all this information thrown at me at once. So if I'm trying to talk about one thing, I'll scribble something down so that I don't forget to say it. Or if somebody's saying something to me, sometimes I'm working something out. If I get a symbol, I need to interpret it. So that's why we scribble. But here, like Ivy did it, I thought, like, because I had a reading with her and she gave me her page of scribble.
Oh, cool.
It's completely illegible. I don't even know why, but I do. I'm going to frame it. Mm-hmm. So there's not like any like real information here. It's just kind of with just scribbling and going and trying to work stuff out. So,
mm-hmm.
Okay. We're going to take a call.
Hello.
Hi. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Hello. Good. What's your name and where you're from?
My name is Amla and I'm from Connecticut.
Oh, Connecticut.
That's
nice. How are you?
Yeah.
What's your question?
Yes, I have a question about finding a quality partnership. I consider myself a very spiritual being and I've done a lot of basically this past summer has been a resurrection time.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I'm a new person. Yeah, so I feel ready and good to go. So I'm wondering what you guys see.
About finding a new partner?
A relationship partner, yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think that this whole spiritual move for you was a really good move. I see it clearing out like a lot of old, not baggage that was there, but like a lot of times we have things that get us hung up and stuck. What I'm seeing is, I don't want to say like a passive method. I don't want you to like go out there and speed date, but maybe be more outgoing, I think, and kind of put yourself in situations where you would meet somebody and allow that to come to you. I almost feel like there's maybe like a, oh, this isn't how it's done. Like you meet a guy at church or you meet him at the library or something, but it's okay to kind of get out there, not to date, but just to kind of put out in your energy that you are available and looking forward. Like you want to put out what you want to attract. So if you're out there and you're doing it, then you're definitely going to attract somebody to you. It looks like 3 to 4 months out.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Amanda, what do you?
Yeah, I agree with everything Jen said. Definitely, you know, the 3 month mark, but it feels like when you were asking that question, it got like super dizzy. So for me, that's a symbol for like almost like a whirlwind romance, like kind of like moving, swooping in fast and like sweeping you off your feet, like unexpected. It feels like a little bit of period of like frustration. And then, you know, this partner comes in like after that and kind of just like almost makes you dizzy because, you know, it's completely unexpected. It feels really good though. Definitely a lot of long-term potential there.
Mm-hmm.
Feels like you also both have like the same values and belief systems. So I feel like that's really important to establish your connection and, you know, keep moving forward that way. But definitely feels really great.
Yeah. I was also like, do you feel like it's a new, completely new person? And do you have any other little bit more details on how it's unexpected? Like, is it just, am I at a good place when it happens or I'm just totally not looking and it happens?
Yeah, not looking and then it happens. Because like I said, it was after that period of frustration and kind of like, why am I doing this?
Right.
But yeah, that's when I see him kind of like swooping in, you know, just like unexpectedly, you know, like, I don't know, random encounter at the grocery store or something is kind of, you know, completely unexpected, like bump in and then, you know, kind of things blossom from there.
Right. Because you don't want to go out there and super search and look.
Wow. So, okay. It sounds good. I just find it like the next 3 months, you said this year, maybe?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Within 3 months.
Okay.
All right. Great. Thank you so much for calling in. You're welcome.
Thank you.
Have a good night.
Take care.
You too. Bye. Bye. I'll take one more call.
Hello.
Hi, how are you? Hi. What's your name and where you're from?
Suzanne, Long Island.
Hi, Suzanne. Nice to meet you. What's your question?
Hi, my question is, when do you see a significant other coming in? A little bit about him.
Okay. Immediately when you said that, I felt like 6 months. I think that it's going to be like you're going to have to work for it. I think that.
I don't want to have to work.
No,
I'm a good person.
But, like, I feel like. Like, you'll have that opportunity in 6 months, but there's also going to have to be some give and take on your part. And where that work is going to come in is you're going to have to learn to compromise. It's not going to be, I don't think, everything. That, like, he's not going to check off all your check boxes, but he's going to check off most of them, and then you can kind of work and then build a relationship together.
Do you think it's going to be within the 6 months and then it's going to be able to build into a relationship in 6 months? I don't want to have to wait 6 months to meet them.
Well, I mean, I see 6 months. So whether that means you're going to meet somebody today and then in 6 months you're going to fall in love or in 6 months you're going to meet the love of your life, or I don't know. What do you see in that?
It feels like there's a little bit of a wait period there. So I think, you know, unfortunately, you know, nobody wants to wait, I know, but it does feel like you have to wait out that 6 month mark. It feels like there's more work and growth to do on your part and really putting in, like what we said to a previous caller, like what you want to attract. So really take the time and think about the qualities that you want to attract in a partner.
I have already. I already know what I want. I'm ready now. I've waited long enough.
Yeah, there's still a little bit more time, they're saying, a little bit more time to wait. I agree with what Jen said, though. He does feel like he has kind of like a stubborn personality almost.
He's a good guy. He's like, rough.
I don't have a stubborn personality at all. I'm looking for an average-looking guy who has time to date and who's nice.
Well, no, I'm saying
But I'm not even meeting that. I mean.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, this is what we're picking up on for you.
Yeah.
But yeah, it feels like he works with his hands or something like that. I feel like seeing like woodworking almost.
Yeah.
So I feel like he's really involved that way, and you know, we might have to kind of like bring him out into the world a bit, kind of get him out of that safety zone.
Right.
But it feels like things are, you know, they're really good down the road. But like Jen said,
it's
a little bit
relationship.
Yeah,
it's really good. But it is unfortunately going to have to take some time to meet him, so you're both ready.
No, I'm willing to compromise, but I can't. I mean, in the past, I'm meeting people who have no time to date at all or who I'm not attracted to at all. I mean, I can't compromise that much. I can compromise a lot, but you know what I'm saying.
Right. I think that when you meet this person, you're going to know what compromises to make and which ones you can't make. So I think it'll be kind of not like a judgment call, but it'll kind of like you'll know like when it's time to make the decision, when to give and when not to.
It just feels like
I met somebody
kind of shell a little bit. That's all you know, I meant by that. Just like a little bit of, you know, kind of dragging him, like saying, hey, you know, there's this fun thing to do tonight. Why don't we go? Like just kind of getting him out of his comfort zone a little bit. And then I feel like once you do that a few times, then he'll start to do it on his own.
Right.
So that just feels like, you know,
okay,
the type of work
you have to put in. There's someone I was supposed to meet tomorrow, and then a guy friend, supposed to introduce me to two other men. You don't see any other dates until 6 months?
The relationship
right.
is going to begin in about 6 months.
So not necessarily dates, but like the actual relationship and the seriousness of it.
Yeah, when it starts to pick up and really start going.
Mm-hmm.
Well, maybe
okay.
it'll be one of these three men. That
possibly.
It could be. Yep.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much for calling.
Good luck.
Thank you.
Okay. So I'm going to ask a couple more questions of Amanda right now. So question number two, why do psychics ask for your birthday?
I don't really know that I've ever heard of a psychic ask for like an astrologer.
I know.
Like astrologers do for your zodiac sign,
right,
and like
chart, and
yeah,
how the moon and stars were when you were born. But I don't know that. I've never asked for it.
I have never been asked when I've had a reading. So I don't know. That's a weird one.
Yeah, that is weird. I'm sorry. I don't know why you're saying they got to your birthday. Maybe they want to send you a present. Or, but you know, like you do have like sign up. So like some people are like, you're doing newsletters because now it's everything's more electronic. So maybe that's why. I could be making that up, but I don't know. I'm just trying to rationalize.
It's an option, but I don't know.
Why do psychics lie?
Because they're not properly trained, like here at the academy.
Hey.
That's why.
Shameless plug.
Yeah, I don't know. People, unfortunately, with any profession, there's going to be the good, there's going to be the bad. So that would obviously fall into the bad category where people are trying to lie and just get your money, unfortunately, instead of spreading the light and healing that we do here at the academy.
I agree. I don't lie. I do sometimes omit information. Because I feel like sometimes I don't want to say things that I mean. So I'm like, because like if you're like calling you, like, or if you're talking to me and you're like, hey, is this relationship going to work out? Like I might know that it's not, but I might not have a good way to say no. And I'm just like, you got to take some time to work on yourself.
Think about it for a while. You're asking, you already know. That's what people always say.
So I mean, it's not a lie, but I will sometimes intentionally not answer the question. So I'm sorry. Is there a psychic Volturi?
You know what Volturi is? Oh, thing from Big?
From Twilight. You know how they have like the board of vampires who are like in charge of everybody?
Oh.
So like else we have a board of psychics that are in charge of all of us. I did not get my Volturi membership card in the mail yet.
Not that I'm aware of. I mean, I guess some people, you know, depending on your beliefs, would call that God, maybe, but nothing I'm aware of.
Yeah,
nobody
we don't.
Controlling us.
But I feel like this question makes me feel good. Like, did you just think, do you think like I'm a mythical character? Like a mermaid, right? Like,
some people do. Some people do. I think, so, you know,
we don't have a story that I know of. And then there's a question down here. Is our psychic in the Illuminati? I'm not. Are you?
No.
I could be and not know it yet.
Yeah, I never know.
I don't know.
It's a possibility. We wouldn't tell you if we were.
I know, because then we would have to kill you. How do psychics make money?
Well, by doing readings. Most of us also have day jobs.
I do have a job.
A lot of us have actual jobs, believe it or not. you know, we have to pay the bills like other people.
I know. I think doing readings, there's like psychic fairs, events, stuff like that.
Yeah.
So I think like it's not all necessarily making money. We do like I see like a lot online like Reiki shares and stuff like that. So it's not just like, hey, I'm gonna give you a reading, you give me a reading, and we're good. You know, I feel like for some people who are on TV, it's like super lucrative. But I know I'm not in it for like this glorious paycheck. Like I'm not looking to necessarily make money as like I like. I mean,
yeah, you know, you
it's
do it.
Nice.
Do it for healing.
Yeah,
bring
like
it
it's
for
not
right
what
reason.
I came into it like.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm gonna make a ton of money doing this. I definitely don't come into it with money. So
because actually, if you're in it for the money and your ego, then the spirit will cut you off, and that's when people have to resort to lying.
Number 3, and you're gonna lie, and then number 4, the Volturi.
Watch out! You will be cut off.
Right. Okay, we're gonna take another call. Hi, how are you?
Hello, hi.
Hi, what's your name and where you're from?
Manny from Rochester, New York.
How are you?
Hi, pretty good, thank you. How are you guys?
Good. What's your question?
Good. I was wondering, I'll be going to Europe in another 5 weeks or so, Portugal, Madeira. I was wondering if my spirit guides might have any insight into my trip that I could expect or something like that.
Do you know what it almost seems like? Like, I feel like you're gonna, like, I don't know if you're going to, but, like, you're gonna go to, like a historical site, it almost seems like, seeing something there that's, like, really old and spiritual for you. Like, I feel like you're gonna get something, like, really meaningful. Like, I don't know if there's, like, it almost seems like an old cathedral, like an old church or something that I'm kind of seeing that I think they kind of want you to go to, want you to visit. I don't know. It seems like, I don't know, like, it seems like there's something, like, there, like, I'm hearing, like, sacred land, and, like, I can see the, like, the old church, so I don't know as far as,
It feels like a lot of past life connections. Mm-hmm. Like they're sending you to this certain area to kind of help you remember skills that you had in a past life almost. Mm-hmm. It's going to almost be like an awakening for you in a way, I want to say. So I feel like that's kind of almost like they were like pushing you like in that direction. So, you know, you listen to their guidance, take this trip and go to these certain places. It doesn't feel like this location is like planned out on your itinerary though. It feels like you'll be like walking down the street or on a tour or something, and you can just stop and go back later. Like you're just drawn to it and you're not sure why. I'm also hearing mention of after you visit this place, like a lot is going to start stirring up in your dreams for you, so they can relay, you know, more past life information that way. But definitely, you know, pay attention to your dreams while you're on this trip. Feels like, you know, like you're definitely destined to like go to this spot.
Yeah, I definitely see it. It seems like that.
Oh wow! Okay. So my guides will be like trying to attack me to go to this special spot, like a church or whatever.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay. Yeah, I like to keep up my meditation too, but I'm sure I'm probably going to have, like, you know, how you have a wine or two. So I was just wondering how much time should you wait before you do your meditation hour wise, like 4 to 6 hours, or is it better to try not to drink at all? Like, do you know the answer to that?
Yeah, usually we don't recommend mixing, you know, any kind of substances with like the spiritual work, because that way it has a tendency to kind of invite, like, you know, the lower energies in, you know, in order to keep that out. I would say, you know, do it while you're sober, for sure.
Absolutely. Drink and celebrate afterwards, and then, like, take a break. I said you can celebrate after, but don't...
After the meditation? Right. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah.
Yeah, just to keep yourself safe and protected.
Okay, all right. Thank you so much for calling in, Manny.
Okay, you too. Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, thank you.
Have a good evening.
All right.
One more caller. Hi, how are you?
I'm fantastic. How are you?
I'm good. What's your name and where are you from?
This is Michael, and I'm in California.
Hi, Michael. What's your question?
Question is, I'm going in through kind of a transition in regards to career, and I've been kind of holding on. I've been waiting tables while waiting for a business partner to kind of get it back together, and just not happening. So I've waited 9 months, and it's time to move on. And I know ultimately I'm supposed to do something on my own, but I'm just thinking about something in regards to sales, my strong suits. Nothing right now has my passion.
Okay, what's your question? I'm sorry.
Yeah, what direction do you see it, like, eventually evolving into?
I also don't, looking at your personality, it doesn't seem like you're the kind of person that's going to abandon their passion. I think that you're going to get to a point where you're feeling like you waited long enough, so you're going to try to do one thing, but that's really not going to be it for you, and then that's going to kind of propel you into doing what it is that you want to do. So I feel like you have some things on the back burner now that you're really passionate about, and you want to do, but you're a little hesitant, and you're kind of waiting for all your ducks to fall in a row, but it kind of seems like all your ducks are going to fall off the shelf. And you're going to have to move with them and just go and kind of put yourself out there and do it. It doesn't seem like it's going to start as organized and as well thought out and as planned as you want to. It seems like it's going to start very small for you and then kind of build into something bigger. But you're going to kind of get to a point where you say, okay, this is what I want to do. I can't do X, Y, and Z anymore. And then once you kind of step into that, it seems like you're going to really kind of take off and be more confident doing it or wanting to do it, because it seems like you want to do it, but you're kind of hesitant, like, oh, I don't know if it's like the responsible thing to do or I can do it on my own, but it seems like you're going to really take off and then do it.
I'm getting, you know, kind of the same information, Jen, is they keep saying you have to take steps. You have to take steps to keep getting this moving forward, even if it's like one day, like ordering business cards or something like that. You have to get things in motion, you know, one step at a time, even if it's something tiny. It feels like, you know, waiting for this partner is just kind of like creating all these blocks and kind of stopping the flow of things coming in. So I want to say, once you start, you know, with these little steps, you know, they're going to keep encouraging you. You're going to keep kind of having these gut feelings of what to do and how to move things forward. But it does feel like things are going to start to pick up within 2 months out. It does feel pretty close, but, you know, you have to start moving forward. Start listening to your intuition on, you know, what steps to take.
Right. I see networking is really big for you, too. Mm-hmm. Kind of getting around people who do the same thing is going to be helpful for you as well.
No, you're so spot on in regards, because there is something that I, you know, that's on the back burner that I want to do. And again, it's what you do. And, you know, so it's, I opened up in 2010 and I came out to California and I started doing some stuff in Hollywood with some friends who are big time publicists. And it's just, again, I had no intentions of ever taking this to a business or anything like that.
Right.
And again, I was holding on to the business with the business partner. So, well, you know, logically then I could say, well, I'm building a financial foundation with this real business and then, you know, type of thing, which is my background, sales and so forth. And yeah, so it's funny because when you said business cards, my business cards arrive tomorrow.
Oh, good. You already started. Good.
So in steps, and again, I've been in a procrastination about building the website. I have the domain now, and I've started it. So, you know, it's not completed yet. But, yeah, no, it's just, yeah, for whatever reason, I don't know why I'm personally roadblocked in regards to, you know, moving forward with that.
I think that if Ivy was here, she would say, you have to trust Spirit. If Spirit is telling you to go and do this, then do it. Don't hesitate. If Spirit is telling you to go and do it, then Spirit has your back. They're not going to set you up for failure. As long as you are always taking the time to listen to Spirit, move forward, and then Spirit will always guide your steps. It might not be what you want it to be, but it's definitely going to be what Spirit has that's right for you.
Gotcha. Yeah, and it's just trying to figure out where your footprint is in this mighty vast, again, there's healing I want to do, but, okay, which modality do you pick?
Mm-hmm.
And,
right.
It's super big.
Yes, but I think that, you know, as long as you trust Spirit, because that's really what we do here.
Yes.
You know, we trust and let it guide. I might not, I'm never going to be an Ivy, but I can be a Jen and work my magic that way. So I think it's whatever Spirit has, like what's on your contract for your plan. Like, okay.
Yeah. I wish I could get a copy of that contract.
Well, you should find yourself a psychic who can read your contract.
Yes, that's true. Like, send me a copy. You know my email. Just send it.
Right? All right. Thanks for calling. Have a good evening.
Thank you.
Bye. That was it. I'm going to ask. I know we have two more callers. I see you. I won't ignore you, I promise. I'm going to ask Amanda a couple more questions. How do psychics know names?
Well, depending on what method you use to get your information, you know, there's the guided method where you get them from your guides. So sometimes they give you names of people that are past, people that are living. They like to use connector names a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I personally don't get a ton of names in my readings unless it's like super important.
Me either.
And like people freak out about it, but it's like if it's not the way Spirit communicates with you, like don't worry about it.
Right. Like I can describe a person from head to toe and not know their name, but I'm not like that in normal like this. I'm really really bad with names.
Yeah. So the answer is Spirit tells us.
We have like a name hat in our pocket.
Yeah.
Just pull it out.
Let me just pull out Steve today. Go with that.
How does psychics predict the future?
again, listening to spirit. You know, we can't for sure say 100% this will 1,000% happen, you know, go
right.
with this.
And I think that's important, too. That kind of ties into the lie question. Like, I didn't lie. You just went right instead of left, and then you changed it.
Free will changes things,
right.
too. So if your psychic says one thing in a reading, and you go and do the complete opposite, that's going to change your course.
I know. I did start, I guess, like, organically. I kind of have premonitions and prediction dreams, so... I don't do it. They just, I go to sleep and then I wake up like, oh my God, this is everything that's going to happen. And then like 2 weeks later it happens. It's never anything important. Like question number 10, why don't psychics win the lottery?
such a stereotype. Like so ridiculous.
People
on the internet that try and be funny. Like, give me the lotto number.
Right. Like, you know, it's not like That's So Raven, where, like, you're going to, like, look at yourself staring at a winning lotto ticket.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like that.
Yeah.
Like, I can say you might come into a large amount of money.
Yeah.
But I can't tell you lotto numbers.
Exactly.
There's also a question that says, are we allowed to play the lottery? Maybe the whole tour is going to stop us if we try.
Maybe.
I don't know. I don't know why we would not be allowed to do
it. It's not like Spirit's going to tell us the numbers. Like,
I mean, who's to say this million-dollar lady was not a psychic? She could have been a psychic. She's not going to say, I'm a psychic, and I knew that these numbers were going to come out. Because then
it's a possibility, but
talk about
more
it.
Than likely, they're going to make you work for it in a different way.
So, no, we don't. I don't know how we predict the future. Spirit tells us, and then I have dreams. But
yeah.
No lotto ticket, sorry. I give that disclaimer as soon as I start a reading. I'm like... I don't know the lotto numbers, so if that's what you came for, we're going to have to talk about something else. and that kind of ties into the next one, why don't psychic predictions come true? It's all choices and everything. Like, we actually don't control. It's not a fixed path. I think probably only somewhere down the line, the point at which you die is fixed.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know that anything else in between is actually fixed. So predictions don't come true because people can choose to change. Like if you're in a relationship and I'm saying, oh, this guy isn't good, he could wake up the next day and like, oh my God, I need to change my life. And then your relationship works out. And then I'm the jerk who told you to leave your husband. And you're like, she's a liar. Was a whole story. Is a psychic a witch?
Not that I know of. I mean, maybe in past lives there's connections, I guess, but
I looked
two,
up
two completely different things.
Right. I looked up the definition of witch in Merriam-Webster because that's what I do. And it's funny because it says an ugly old woman, and then the next definition is a charming or alluring girl or woman. So you are quite charming, Amanda. The girl will make you a witch.
Yeah,
by Merriam-Webster. But the number one definition is malignant superpowers, a woman practicing black witchcraft with the aid of the devil. So I think if you go by that definition, there is a question, are we demonic and do we worship the devil? I don't, personally.
No, that's just going to bring in negative things you don't want around anyway.
But I feel like that's more of a religion. Like being a psychic isn't necessarily a religion. Like you are a and that's your religion. That's completely separate from being
people. People definitely confuse religion and spirituality. It's two completely different
things. Right. It's not the same at all. So I know I am personally this one. We're not demonic or demons. I don't. It's not my religion. There's one. Can you be Christian?
Yeah. Why not?
I don't know why you can't be anything more.
Just because they edited the Bible to say that we're evil. there's still people.
True.
And a Christian and psychics.
I have gone to church many times and
mm-hmm.
seen a gallery psychic read. I was astonished by it. I'm like, I could totally do that. You'd probably burn me at the stake. But I think it's intention, and you always want to come from a place of light and love. And at least here we don't. I'm not saying that people don't. I mean, people do everything, but here we're really the light workers. You don't play in the dark.
No, don't even talk to him. Ivy teaches you to only communicate with things in the light.
Right. So, no, I don't play with the monster. I'm just on my head. I'm going to take another caller. Hi, how are you? Where are you from?
Rosemaria from New Jersey.
Hi, what's your question?
I guess the long-term relationship, if that's ever going to happen for me.
Well, I mean, that was a loaded question. Yes, you are going to be in a long-term happy relationship. What I don't see is it happening tomorrow. I don't see it happening. It's going to take a while. It's not going to be, like, I feel like almost like a year out. It's not something that's going to be immediate. I feel like there might be primary health focuses for you right now. And kind of cleaning up something that way that might be needing to work on, or possibly something like emotional that kind of holds you back, not like a panic disorder, but something maybe similar along those lines. I feel like I don't know how to describe it.
It's like releasing like old hurts, and I want to say like emotional blocks that have built up, and also releasing like old expectations. I want to say just like wipe the slate clean, kind of start fresh. Think about, you know, new positive opportunities for you. I agree with Jen. I was getting about like 8 months,
mm-hmm.
8 months to a year. So it does feel like, like that work has to be done on yourself first. And like we always say, you know, like write a list of qualities you want to attract in a partner. You know, this is the absolute best thing to do. It's worked for several people I know. Write your list down, at least 10, 15 qualities you want, you know, tuck the list away, but, you know, think about it every day and set your intentions that you will meet this person. But again, the important aspect is working on yourself and clearing out the old. It feels like I'm seeing you like out in nature a lot. So I feel like you kind of need to get outside, get the fresh air, allow, you know, your instincts and spirit to come to you that way. It feels like a need to reconnect and recharge. Anything else you want to add in that? Jen?
No, I think you're going to have to, it seems like almost put in the work to take the steps. Like, I feel like my feet are a little heavy, so I want you to kind of move your feet and not shuffle. I want you to get up and go and take the steps to take care of yourself first. And then I feel like everything else will fall in line for you.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. Appreciate it.
All right. Thank you so much for calling.
Thanks.
Okay, we have another caller. Hi, how are you?
Good. My question is, I was wondering, I have a meeting with, like, City Hall next week, and I was wondering if you saw how that going.
I feel like it's going to go well, and I think all the producers are shaking their heads and nodding at me. and what I see, like, I feel like they're going to kind of be impressed with you, like you being knowledgeable, how professional you are. And I think that's going to kind of build the relationship further. So I think the meeting will go well, and the content is the content. But what I see is like they're kind of like taken aback by how prepared you are, your presentation, like how well spoken you are, that you're knowledgeable about your subject. Like that's what I see them being really impressed with you individually. What do you?
No, I completely agree. Like when you were asking the questions, Spirit actually showed me like Wonder Woman. So I feel like you're like this unexpected like powerhouse of a woman, like taking leadership, and it feels like this might even like get community members to like recognize you and appreciate, you know, the work that you're putting in. It feels like almost like a community like leadership position like after this,
mm-hmm.
because people are gonna be like so impressed,
yeah.
you know, by everything that Jen said, all the work and everything. But yeah, definitely I see it going really, really well, actually.
Yeah, I agree.
Wow,
okay.
That's great. Are you on every week? And I'll give you the details when it happens.
Yeah, every 2 weeks.
Every 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
We have a Facebook page, though, so you can always comment on the Facebook page.
Yeah, you can
page.
Send us a message or comment on one of the posts, the Academy Talk Radio Facebook page, if you want to contact us that way also.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, we'd love to hear how it goes. Absolutely.
Thank you so much
for calling. Thank you. Hello, how are you?
I'm doing good. How are you this evening?
Good. What's your name and where you're from?
My name is Lisa, and I'm calling from New York.
Hi, Lisa. What's your question?
Okay, so I have a question in regards to school. I am trying to apply to a specialized school, and I was expecting the school to put up the new entry requirements online since last Friday. So I just wanted to know if you see that happening either tomorrow or sometime this week coming up.
I feel like maybe next week Monday.
Huh?
I feel like next week Monday they're going to be out.
Oh,
Monday? I feel like it's already going to be kind of what you're expecting, so you already know what to expect. It's just kind of late getting it out, so there's not going to be any surprises with it. I feel like it's always almost going to be, like, ready Thursday, and then they're going to, like, approve it Friday, and then it'll be up for post, like, by Monday.
Oh, okay. So when you say next Monday, so this Monday is September 11th. So you're talking about the 18th of September?
Yeah, like not tomorrow, but like a week from now. Yeah, you have the
information. Oh, okay. So I have time to put the finishing touches on my documents then.
Yes, definitely are.
Oh, okay. See, I was rushing, getting all antsy and everything, so I'm not even going, okay. So I'm going to take my time and finish it out, finish the writing. Yeah, because I had a writing coach, but he's not, I think I'll try to get it. You know what, I'll get my work over to him anyway, because the thing is this, is just that when I sent him the email, he just didn't have enough time to, like, you know, tweak the paper for me. So since I have enough time now, let me just get it out to him tomorrow.
Absolutely. Do it. Go for it.
All right. Awesome. Thank you so much.
I'll stop
worrying. Okay. Bye-bye.
Yes. Take a breath.
Okay.
Okay. So more questions for Amanda. Can a psychic predict death?
Well, some can. Ivy talks about people that are called messengers of death. So usually it's more for people in their circle, but they can kind of pick it up, just people in general.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, we do not give that information out.
Yeah.
It might warn people, you know, in a different way, like, you know, oh, you know, they're sick of fighting or
mm-hmm.
something like that. But obviously,
right,
we're not going to
yeah.
tell you, like, oh, hey, Tuesday, Aunt Mary's going to die. Like, you know, we're not going to
approach
it that way.
No, we're not going to do that. I don't see death, I guess, per se. Like, I can, like, I have known a couple of people, and I'm like, yeah,
mm-hmm.
it's not going to happen. So I do, like, but I don't, I can't necessarily meet a person. I guess maybe I watch too much TV, because I'm like, I don't know what it's like for them. So, because I do see, I guess, like, I do know, I don't see anything. I know, I guess, sometimes when people, if somebody's going to die, like, if they're sick, then I know I can tell you.
Yeah.
It's
like when I see Facebook posts of people saying, you know,
mm-hmm. yeah,
grandma's super sick or something like that.
Right. I'm like, oh, no, grandma will be fine.
Yeah, sometimes I'll hear, like, oh, you know, unfortunately, like, within a week. But obviously, you know, I don't share
that
information.
Yeah, no, I don't share it. I don't share it. And then, oh, this is a good follow-up question. How does the medium talk to the dead? I find that they talk to me more.
Yeah. People come to you for a reading, they bring everybody with them. It's like overwhelming sometimes how many spirits are with, you know, a person
right.
that comes to you for a reading.
Mm-hmm.
How do we talk to them?
Yes.
Well, there's the different clairs that we talk about. So you can hear them, you know, you can see them with your third eye. You know, sometimes people see like movie clips playing almost, or, you know, they love to use their symbols
mm-hmm.
and symbology to communicate also.
Right.
But yeah, you know, there's different ways depending on the medium.
Sometimes I do hear, I communicate a lot with my grandmother and mother. Had a hard time communicating with my mother, so we made the deal that she would, like, communicate with me by changing radio songs, interrupting my music. So whenever I'm kind of being a jerk, my phone will, like, freeze and the song will skip to something else, and I'm like, all right. So yeah, but no, I think it's different for everybody. Some people do see, I was gonna say see dead people, but then that was a little bit cliche. Okay. So yeah, I think it just depends on the person.
Mm-hmm.
Can a psychic find a missing person?
Well, I mean, that depends if they're meant to do that work.
Mm-hmm.
Some people are really drawn to the criminal investigations and things like that. Other people are like, it's not really for me.
Right.
So I would say absolutely, you know, if it's in your contract and you're meant to do it,
mm-hmm.
you can give
the
information and, you know, whether or not they take you seriously because you call and say, I'm a psychic. It's a different story.
This is what happens.
Yeah.
I think you can. We have, like, one of the classes is, like, a criminal investigation class. And it's a
mm-hmm.
really, really cool class for
yeah.
me. I don't think I would want to do it, but I love doing the class.
Yeah.
Like, it's just so interesting how the information you can get, like, and then it be so accurate.
Yeah, the amount of details you can pick up on, yeah.
Yes, absolutely. I think that I think why I wouldn't want to do it is because I feel there's a lot of pressure. I'm like,
mm-hmm.
oh no, that person stopped looking for her. She died.
Yeah.
And then she pops up 20 years later. It's like,
mm-hmm.
oh my God, you lied. I did hear that a psychic team found in mine
mm-hmm.
somewhere on the internet. I saw that. I don't know where. It could have been wrong. But it was there. But we can find lost objects.
Oh yeah. Psychometry.
Right. So we can, we could.
Mm-hmm.
I guess if they want to be found too.
Yeah.
That plays a part into it as well. Sometimes people just leave. We have one caller. I'm ready. Hi, how are you?
Hello.
Hi, what's your name and where you're from?
Hi, Valerie, California.
Hi, Valerie. What's your question?
My question was, I was contacted this week about a job, but it's 4 days a week.
Mm-hmm.
And I was hoping for a 3-day a week position. So I'm wondering what you see around work.
I feel like the 4-day-a-week position is really good. I don't see a 3-day one coming up quickly. Do you see one coming quickly before the 4-day?
No, I would.
Yeah,
I definitely agree.
I feel like the 4-day is a really good start. And I feel like you're either going to transition into keeping that 4-day schedule or possibly working more. I feel like this is something that you're going to be like really into, interested
mm-hmm.
in doing. I feel like I'd like this 4-day job.
I can't
hear
you
too
much.
You can stay at, I'm sorry. I feel like it's
uh-huh.
a job that you're going to stay at for quite some time, but I don't see one that's 3 days a week that's going to come before this one starts, no.
Okay,
yeah, I agree.
Definitely
take this one and move forward with it. I also keep hearing, like, negotiation also. So I feel like once they see you and your work ethic, like, you might be able to talk down into, you know, the 3 days, depending
mm-hmm.
on needs and other people they hire. But it definitely feels like a really good position to take right now.
Okay. I don't know if she's going to follow up and call me back because I was kind of, you know, in one of the 3 days, and she was saying, well, so I don't know if she's going to, you know, if they're going to find somebody else or she's going to return my call and negotiate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm
mm-hmm.
hearing in the negotiation, but it feels like you might have to start off with the 4 days. And then, after, like I said, you know, after they see you working and, you know, your hard work, then you can kind of, like, schmooze them into, like, 3 days,
right.
I want to say.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Do you see her calling me back?
I do, but it's not going to be, like, right away. It's going to be, I think, towards the end of their hiring process that they're going to give you a call.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it feels like
yeah,
a little bit of a wait period there.
I didn't hear the time factor.
No, it'll be, like, towards the end of their hiring time frame, like, whenever they're, like, at the end of their hiring and interviews, then they're going to give you a
uh-huh.
call. Yeah.
They're going to call me back? Oh, okay.
Yes.
So she'll
okay.
call me back and want to negotiate. Oh, beautiful. That sounds
okay.
great. I'll call you guys and let you know. Yeah, that's great. Thank
okay,
you so much.
Thank you. Have a good evening.
All right.
All right.
All right. Thank you.
Bye.
think. Absolutely.
Everybody, you can do it.
Yes, like Ivy always says, you know, everybody's born with capabilities. It's not a gift. It's not, you know, I don't know, whatever other crazy word people want to use, but
right,
just
like we are special, talented people. I was born with my DNA activated already. So you may not have this special talent. No, I think it's a lot of studying, it's practice, it's trust. You have to put the time in, and really you have to have good intentions, I think.
And learning to clear out your ego and any doubts you have, you know, really training your right brain and trusting it is a huge part.
Right. Yeah, I do agree. What light does a light worker use?
What, I don't know what that means. What light does a light worker use?
I didn't say that they were grammatically correct. I said they were questions. So I guess, like, light worker, what kind of light are you working with?
Divine light, white light, everything that's good and great,
grand.
Yes. You know, we don't work with anything negative, lower, or dark.
Right, so universal
light,
like God light. Yeah. Another poor grammar question. Do a psychic medium vampires take energy?
Do a psychic medium vampire take energy?
Yeah.
Well, there's energy vampires that we mentioned.
I mean, I guess maybe there are psychic energy vampires.
Like uncontrolled empaths, maybe. That could be a possibility.
Right.
So
an empath is somebody who's going to be super, well, not super, but uncontrolled empaths. So they're going to be super strong, and they're going to be able to absorb the energy of those around them. They can feel the energy from literally everything. So if you can't block it, then you kind of take it all in, and it kind of, you know what it's like in Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them, like the little boy turned into the, I don't know what it's called, I don't remember,
I don't know,
do you know?
No.
Oh gosh, if you watch The Magician, right, I have another one. When they have too much energy flowing through them, they kind of become missing, so like they kind of disperse. So I don't know what they're called, but yes. No, I mean, people do absorb your energy, but that's the same as like being in a toxic relationship. Some people do it without knowing. Some people do it intentionally, and they really, really suck. But if you took the empathic means class, you would know how to block that so nobody can steal your shine. Which psychic power do you have?
Psychic power.
Yeah, I
wish I would have thought about this one. I don't know.
Right? I had time to think about it before.
I know. I guess that goes back to the clairs, like the clairaudience, the clairvoyance, clairsentience, clairempathy, so seeing, hearing, feeling, smelling, tasting sometimes.
But that's all.
All the clairs. Yeah.
Yeah. So she's clair everything, and that is her psychic power. I talk to angels, and I know things before they happen. I can do it all. I think I can. I can't do it all, but
you probably can. You're blocking yourself,
back. Right? Like I have all the clairs too, but my default for me is gonna be knowing what'll happen in the future. I find that reading past lives is easy for me to do.
Yeah.
So some things I have to work for more. It's like this is my first language, and my first language is probably past lives, predictions of the future, so I get angels, and then my second language is all clears and everything else. So those are my psychic superpowers. My son calls them superpowers.
Yes, he's
cute. Are you psychic? Are you superpowers? Tell me this. So, because sometimes I'm a little telepathic, maybe with my kids, because they think so loud. Like,
oh,
if you're a
yeah.
loud thinker, mm-hmm. I heard that. so I'm going to hear it, and I'm gonna know what you said. So I have you answer questions before. It's obnoxious, but I do it on purpose. Should psychics be banned?
From what? In general?
Loud sales.
I don't think so.
How are you going to ban me?
Not the good ones.
I don't know. Where are you going to be at? I think that people don't know what we do.
Yeah, people don't understand.
Right, because you have this grand image. I feel like there's like this grand image of like all our TV psychics, and they're all over TV and they're awesome. And then we come in and we're not the TV psychics. And then you get people who come in and they're like kind of cut off and working with lower energies, and then they completely turn people off. So it's like, if I can't get super awesome TV psychic, I don't want anybody. So
but they even have their flaws too.
Yeah.
Like Teresa Caputo, all she does is channel. She never gets any psychic information. Channel for an hour, and you pay her like $700 or something.
$700.
People want to know about their lives too.
Right.
Throw that information in.
Yeah, I don't think I've had a question here with somebody wanting to channel somebody. It's always like job, relationship, mm-hmm. relationship.
Yeah, usually those,
money
and then, you know, they might want to hear from grandpa, like, after the fact.
Right.
Like, oh,
like,
by the way.
What say about this?
Yeah.
To be like my boyfriend,
mm-hmm.
or, you know what I mean? I don't, people want to know. It's, I don't know. I think maybe we can normalize it.
Yeah.
For people, like, I don't want you to ask me what you should have for breakfast in the morning. But we could definitely have a dialogue and kind of talk about, like, we can do something that's not where you can not expect me to be Long Island medium.
Well, yeah, and boundary setting too. Like, we don't go up to people on the street and be like, "Hey, your Uncle Larry's here and he says this," you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's just,
right.
You're like assaulting people, like. Stepping into their energy and harassing them.
Purple
circle.
Oh, you know what? See, psychic energy is kind of purple. That's a purple circle. Totally cool. What are you doing right now as a psychic? Like, what's your, like, where are you at with your psychic ability?
Right now?
What are you doing? Not right now. In this space. I know what you're doing right now.
In general, I mean, readings, healings.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not like voodoo crazy rituals or anything like people think it is, you know.
Just cutting up chicken.
I got into this work to help and heal.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that's what I love to continue to do. So, you know, I'm not in it for fame and fortune. You know, I don't want to be Teresa Caputo. Nobody's got time for that. But really, you know, spread, you know, the healing and all the good stuff.
Great. So we have a couple minutes. Any question that you would have wanted to be asked that wasn't on my list? Like something ridiculous that somebody's asked you that's like, what? No.
The lottery one was a good one.
That's
usually
it.
Yeah.
Lottery.
Right.
That's fraud. That's fine. No, I don't even know that spirit would show us that. Maybe they would.
For what? A lottery?
Lotto numbers. I could probably say you should play the lotto right now. I would advise you to play the lotto.
Mm-hmm.
But I wouldn't say.
No, I'm trying to think. I think you pretty much covered a bunch of them.
Sweet. All right. Thank you for coming.
Thank you for having me. This was fun.
Seven people with me. That's going to be the end of our show for tonight. If you want a full list of classes, IVLeaguePsychicAcademy.com to book a reading with Ivy. Rivera Psychic Medium. You're going to go to IvyRiveraPsychicMedium.com or find her on Facebook. If you want to contact me, I am on the internet at Jen Wood Medium. No, I'm not. I don't know where I am.
Oh,
LadyPsychic.com.
Oh,
God. I got a website up because I'm kind of a slacker.
Oh, cool.
Where can we find you?
I am at Amanda Friedman Psychic Medium on Facebook.
Amanda Friedman Psychic Medium on Facebook. Thank you so much for listening tonight. Our next show is going to be in 2 weeks on Sunday, 9:24 at 8 p.m. here on Ask the Medium at Academy Talk Radio, where we are raising up the next generation of light workers. Have a great night, and thank you for listening.
Good night, everybody.